Edward to inbound. Wide open. They've got it to go.
Fire for life.
I yell, hot guy. Hot guy. Just like that.
Hello and welcome to the first ever Friartown Hangover Podcast. So, not going to be really good at this the first time through probably, so any critiques, criticisms that you have, send them my way. We'll be updating everything and we'll get through this together. So, a little bit about myself first. I graduated Providence in 2006. I was there for the Ryan Gomes good times. I was there for the Tim Welsh era before Keno Davis, so I didn't have to go through that whole mess. Graduated in 06, moved back to Connecticut. I've been here ever since, following the Friars. Started a blog called The Morning Hangover, where I basically went from pop culture mixed with sports and geared it more towards the Friars as things went on. So made a new Morning Hangover. It's at themorninghang.com. And now that's where everything Friars can be found. So what I want this podcast to be is more of a bar type situation, fan podcast, not a completely analytical game by game, what they should run, what they shouldn't run. It'll be a little bit of that, but more of stupid things that you and your friends would say if you're watching the game, not really on a super analytical level. So on that note, I'm probably going to need a host to host with me because it'll be pretty boring doing this by myself for you and for me. I'm going to keep them relatively shorter than some of the podcasts I see out there, definitely under an hour. I don't even know how people do that. And hopefully me and you, we, Friartown, we can do this together. It can be fun. It can be whatever we want it to be. And, you know, that'll be what's going on. So let's get into things. I'm not really going to go with the season preview like a lot of other things are and dive into tons of games. I've written about those, so if you want to go read about them, you can. But these are really going to be quick thoughts, and I'm not really sure which direction we're going to go, so we're just going to kind of talk about random things, and then this will be the first attempt, and we'll see how it goes. First things first. UConn. Sorry, we beat the shit out of you. Yeah, it's an exhibition game. Yeah, I'm going to swear in here. I'm just going to talk how I normally talk, how you would with your friends. You stink. You're going to stink this year. And it's going to be sweet. Not only that, but if you did see, Jalen Adams got into a scooter accident where it was more of a hit-and-run scooter accident, and he has had to pay a fine in his game-time decision for tonight against Colgate, so things are looking grim for the Huskies. Not really sure how the season's going to go. They're kind of an enigma of a team right now. Hope it goes actually well so that our win can give us a little more confidence, even though it was an exhibition game, going forward. Second thing, our four 2018 recruits, David Duke, A.J. Reeves, Chris Monroe, Jimmy Nichols Jr., all signed national letters of intent on Wednesday and Thursday. Welcome to Friartown. I'm really thinking people are sleeping on Monroe and Nichols. Those guys look like they're getting better and better, and we might have gotten in at the right time because they are going to be a hell of a class. Third thing, Malik White is being super slept on. I don't hear anyone talking about it. I know all the hype on Ashton Langford playing with Cartwright, those two guards. But Malik White, I've been watching clips of him and his workouts in the summer, and he looks like he can take a similar size jump as Alpha Diawa. Obviously, Alpha's starting at a higher already place, a higher floor, because of how good he finished out last season. But White's going to be moving over to his natural combo guard spot, and he can score more and not have to be just a backup ball handler. So I feel like they're going to rotate a lot of those guard lineups with Aston Langford, Cartwright, and White, and I am super excited. You heard it here first. Malik White, going to be real good. Number four, URI over PC. I don't know what in the world everyone's looking at. I don't care if they're getting just a couple more votes and they're not both ranked. PC is beating these mothers. I don't want to swear too much. PC is beating these guys the last 7 years in a row. Cooley has never lost to Hurley. They beat him last year. I don't understand. They both have a lot of guys back. URI lost more with losing Hassan Martin. Going to be a little thin up front. I don't see how people can think that URI is going to be better than PC. The Atlantic 10 stinks. PC, I don't get it. It's just so dumbfounding to me. And lastly, Kadeem Carrington. This is just a random thought. He's being picked first team Big East over both Kyron and Rodney. One, he's not better than Kyron Cartwright. Two, he's never averaged 3 assists per game in any of his 3 years at Seton Hall. Seton Hall is going to be a good team, right on par with Providence. I don't know why everyone's saying they're so much better. We split with them last year. We both have everyone back. He is more of a scorer than a point guard, and he's going to have to be a point guard this year if they're going to make some noise based on how their team's made up. He's listed 48th overall on the top 100 list to NBC Sports, which, sidetrack. NBC Sports, what is going on with your freaking website? I went to go look up the college basketball stuff, and at the top they have sports listed like golf, NASCAR, motors, whatever the crap that is, Olympics, not an Olympic year, and cycling. But you have to go to the drop-down to get to basketball. It's outrageous. Basketball is actually listed with dog shows and sailing, and that makes no sense to me whatsoever. And it's basketball season. Like, I don't know when dog show season is, but that's crazy to me. Kyron Cartwright, first team Big East, over Kadeem Carrington. Book it, put money on it, do whatever you want. It's going to happen. Before we get to the Houston game, I have 3 shout-outs for non-basketball things. Number one, Julian Gressel, former Friar, Rookie of the Year, Atlanta United FC for the MLS. Hell of a job. Number two, I'm going to screw this name up, Jovana Nojic. She's on the women's team. She's on the watch list for the Ann Myers Drysdale. Ann Myers Drysdale Award for the watch list, 20 best shooting guards in the country. She's a sharpshooter. Congratulations to her. And three, Mark Jankowski, former Friar hockey player, scored his first NHL goal for the Calgary Flames. Congrats to him. On to Houston. This game is being played on campus, which would have been sweet when I was there. Alumni Hall, they haven't played there in 40-some-odd years. I am predicting a 24-point win. Raucous? A sick crowd. I don't care what the raucous crowd. 24-point win. Book it. Leading scorer, I'm going Rodney Bullock. He's getting slept on. I don't know. I don't see where some of the hate's coming for him. He's a hell of a player, a hell of a scorer. It's more, I guess, on his assertiveness and his maybe a little bit of inconsistency. But with Emmett not playing, Jalen, a game time decision, Rodney's going to come out firing, and he's going to play a lot because that 3-4 position is going to be a little thinner than usual. So Rodney Bullock, leading scorer. Leading assist guy, Kyron, obviously. I'm predicting 9 assists and a great turnover to assist ratio, as usual. Another thing about Kadeem Carrington, he basically has a 1-to-1 assist to turnover ratio in his career. It's ridiculous. Kyron is so much better than him. Number three, leading rebounder, I'm going Alpha Diallo. I know Khalif is probably going to start. DeJour and Nate are going to get a lot of time, but they're going to split a lot of time. I feel like they're going to be rotating bodies a lot. So I'm going Alpha, leading rebounder, get the belt. And on that note, let's send Rodney out with a leading scorer music of his. I've specifically chosen this for him. We're wrapping it up quick We're going through it quick. There's no other host. I feel like I'm talking to myself. I feel like I'm going crazy. Friartown, get ready for more of these. I'm going to try and do it. I'm going to say once a week rather than after every game, just because a weekday game is going to be tough as hell to do it every time. Get your secret wine ready. Get your beer ready. Tailgate it up. Go to campus. Be loud. Be for the Friartown that these guys need. It's going to be a hell of a season. I'm predicting a 5-6 seed. Please no freaking 8 or 9 seed. I don't want to play North Carolina for the millionth time in the second round. So here's to a good season. Let's go Friars. Let's eat. Game time. Sorry, Houston Baptist. You got the wrath coming at you. Peace.
Uno, dos.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Op 15 mei 1965 werden de Provo's opgericht en de VPRO bracht ons...
The Untouchables. Starring Robert Stack. In the winter of 1932 in Chicago, Illinois, an unusual crime was committed. A crime...